It just so happened that by coincidence, quite a lot of the red-headed members of the hysteric tribe had suffered at the hands of Norbert's wild temper and his experiments. For instance, Norbert had sent Ferociously Violent and Goggle-Eyes the Gory up in the air to try out his flying machine experiment 27 times, and every single time the flying machine had crashed into the sea 2 minutes after it took off. So the redheads drew their swords with an angry rumble of revolt. For their part, the hysterics with blonde hair had always had a secret feeling of superiority. Now that Norbert had brought it up, what could be better than a whole tribe of blondes storming into the future, hair brighter than the cornfields? So they too drew their swords, and within a couple of seconds, to Norbert's open-mouthed amazement, the entire tribe of hysteric warriors were fighting each other as if they were desperate enemies. It was a terrible battle indeed. Thor's thunder rolled out across the black and angry storm clouds, and great jagged splinters of lightning cracked open the skies and punched down onto the swelling seas all around them. Huge frothing waves spilled over the sides of the boat and across the deck, upsetting the combatants as they fought in the drenching rain. Kamikaze joined Hiccup in fighting Norbert. "You, Norbert," teased Kamikaze, "have the mental capacity of a jellyfish with a lobotomy. You have the leadership skills of a lemming with a learning difficulty. You couldn't run an empire larger than my toilet without making a complete dog's breakfast of it, which is a bit of a problem for a dictator." Hiccup lunged forward with a left-handed heart seeker, and Norbert was so distracted by Kamikaze's insults that he only just parried it in time. And while he was occupied with the parry, Kamikaze leapt in and tickled him under the armpits. "Oh, nice muscles, Norbert. Have you been working out?" With a howl of fury, Norbert shook her off, and Kamikaze sprang backwards and ducked his furious swing of the axe. "Temper, temper," she scolded. And so mad with rage was Norbert that he didn't even see Hiccup's twirling double point until it removed the bottom half of his beard. And meanwhile, Kamikaze sneaked in under his left arm and stole the ticking thing from out of his pocket, cutting the rope that tied it to Norbert's wrist. "Is this yours?" asked Kamikaze, dangling the ticking thing in front of him. "Tut, tut, you need to be careful with it or someone might steal it."
"Give it here," roared Norbert, slashing away at her randomly.
"Come and get it," sang Kamikaze, twirling the ticking thing around her head and bonking Norbert on the nose with it before she threw it to Hiccup, who caught it neatly.